Joining me is someone whose resume reads like a Comic-Con dream board, New York Times best-selling author, video game writer, comic creator, and host, Sam Meggs.
Thank you so much for having me. I should have you follow me around everywhere. That's a great introduction.
I was super impressed by your resume. You lived in Edmonton for a few years before and worked at BioWare. We all love BioWare, but you're going to be in Edmonton September 19th to the 21st for the iconic Edmonton Expo.
You bet. I'm so excited about it. Both Calgary Expo and Edmonton Expo are two of my favorite conventions to do. And I'm really, really excited to come back to Edmonton for the first time since I moved away. My list of restaurants that I'm planning on visiting is longer than the length of my trip. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to try my best. I'm very excited.
You're going to be very full. I know that now you're not living in Canada, and you said that one of the favorite things that you miss is Coffee Crisp.
I do. It's in my bio. I kind of put it in my bio as a joke at the end that, you know, I'm from Ontario. I miss bagged milk and I miss Coffee Crisp because I live in the States now where they're, you know, uncivilized. They don't understand. But an unintentional side benefit is now I found when I start doing Canadian conventions, people have started bringing me Coffee Crisp at my table.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting. I just did one in London this past weekend and I think I got 9 plus a box. I'm set for life. I think I need to put in my bio, like, I like money and just see what starts happening. I like toonies. I miss them.
You miss toonies. You'll need a whole huge luggage of just full of Coffee Crisp and money now.
You know, living the dream, if only.
I want to know, how did you get into this, though?
Such a great question. I've always wanted to be a writer. I've always loved stories, especially genre stories. I grew up with Star Wars, and Stargate was my favorite of the Star franchises.
Oh, really?
Another Canadian classic. reading fantasy books. My parents were big nerds. They went to see the original Star Wars like 24 times in theaters, I think. So I really did not stand a chance. And so I started writing really young. I did my master's in literature.
Wow.
And I started writing online for local geek websites. At the time, I was living in Toronto, and that's kind of how I got discovered by an agent. And it's all history from there. But I really owe a lot of my early success to local blogs, like local nerd blogs that were willing to take a chance on a gal who loved comics.
I love those local nerd blogs then, because you even have a novel here called Star Wars Jedi Battle Scars.
Absolutely. And it's interesting. It's a cool, you know, it brings together a lot of different aspects of my career because it's actually a book based on characters from a Star Wars video game. So I got to take video game characters and then write them into a novel. And that was so wonderful. And, you know, getting to work with Lucasfilm is such a joy and a dream. I can't believe that I get to say I've made a Star Wars, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was looking at your book list and I was like, but were you actually writing like with them and you get to do that? Like, who gets to go and put Star Wars on their resume?
Oh, I know. They let me write a Luke Skywalker short story once. I was paralyzed for weeks. Terrified.
<You're> so terrified.
No, they're really wonderful and kind to work with. So encouraging of their writers to invent new planets, new places, new characters, new alien species, new backstories. Like, they're so excited about that, which is really cool.
I'm not going to say it's not hard work. You're writing. I know this takes a lot, but you're doing some of what some would say the most ultimate cool job. And now you're going to be at the Edmonton Expo 19th to the 21st. What can fans expect when they come see you there?
Absolutely. The Edmonton Expo is going to be so much fun. I will be tabling all weekend. So if you come to see me, I'll be in Artist Alley, which is my favorite part of any convention. It's where all of the local independent artists are selling all of their original merch. And in this like very dark timeline of AI and corporations, it's so amazing to just be able to go to an Artist Alley and give your money directly to someone who's hand embroidering or drawing, you know, their favorite characters or your favorite characters. And I'll be there with tons of my books, a bunch of my comics, pins and stickers. You can come by, I'll sign whatever, we can have a chat. And there are also amazing panels going on all weekend with a bunch of their celebrity guests that are in town for the weekend too. So really there is something for everybody at this show, whether you're a nerd or not. you know, go stock up on Christmas gifts. That's what I do.
Oh, that's a good hot tip.
There's something for everybody.
Yeah, that's a good hot tip.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's where I hoard. Because you're going to find original things at the show that you're not going to be able to find anywhere else. And that's pretty cool.
Well, I'm wondering, is there anyone that you're geeking out about that you want to see at the Edmonton Expo? Do you even have time for that?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I certainly hope so. I have always found that Edmonton Expo brings in some of the best and most exciting guests. Now, I know that all of the Hobbits are going to be there.
Yeah, I heard.
And can I just say that they are, I've moderated panels with them before. They are the nicest, chillest dudes on the planet. Like, all four of them are so kind. I would love to see them. I'm also really excited to see some of the Smallville cast.
Yes.
I know Eric Durant is going to be here, and I, you know, this is the moment of Superman. So very excited about that.
Yeah, it is the moment. It is the moment. I am sure there's a lot of young people out there, well, young and old, really dreaming about some of the work that you have done, working in games, working in comics. Do you have any advice for them?
I would say that your voice is important, unique. Hmm. No one can say the things that you have to say except for you, and the world needs it. But the only way that we can know what your voice sounds like, what your opinions are, what unique thing you bring to the table is if you are able to put your work out there. So my advice for people is always you need to start things, yes, but crucially, you need to finish them and then you need to put them out there. And I feel like just doing that sets you ahead of like 95% of other people who say they want to be a writer, they want to be an artist.
Mm.
Being able to finish something and put it out and move on to the next thing not only shows people what's your unique voice, what unique thing are you bringing to the table, but it also shows people that you're capable of finishing something, capable of doing stuff, and that goes a long way in this world. And so there's never been a better time to create. There are no gatekeepers online. You know, you don't have to wait for Marvel to come knocking on your door, and which they wouldn't do unless you were like in the old boys club anyways, you know, in the olden days or whatever. Like, it was really hard. There were a lot of like gatekeepers. Now you can make a webcomic and you can post it on Instagram. You can post it on Tumblr. You can make a Patreon. You can create your own podcast all by yourself and put it up. And like, there are so many things that you can do to build your own audience. And these corporations, they love money. And if they see that there's an audience for the thing that you are making, they're going to come knocking on, they will come knocking on your door. But the only way to get that to happen is if you make something and you put it up. So that would be my advice.
Sam, you
that's
got
what I started doing.
You got all the great advice. Like, you got to go to the Edmonton Expo so that you can get the best Christmas gifts. You got to you got to be yourself and create something and like go after what you love. And also that Coffee Crisps are the best chocolate bars. And I hope that not only do people bring you Coffee Crisps to the Edmonton Expo, but someone brings you an extra suitcase so you can get it all home, okay?
Thank you so much. I love the energy that you're putting out to the universe for me. I appreciate you so much. This was so much fun, and I really hope to see a bunch of you at Expo this weekend.
Yeah, can't wait. Thank you so much, Sam, for your time. This is going to be amazing.